This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. A 28-year-old English woman, Ellen MacArthur, arrived back home yesterday after a trip around the world. She went by boat alone, and she did it faster than any other solo sailor ever has. Day to Day's Alex Chadwick has more.
It's 26,000 miles around the world, and Ellen MacArthur managed to do it in 71 days and 8 hours. She beat by one day a record that was set just a year ago by a Frenchman who himself had cut the solo record by almost 3 weeks. So you can see that 71 days is really fast. Here's Ellen after reaching land.
She has been the most incredible boat, and the team who built her and put her together are so responsible for the fact that I'm still here right now and here safe and well and above all with a record.
Both the Frenchman and Ellen MacArthur were sailing triple-hulled boats called trimarans, fast and light but also somewhat fragile. Cal Lewis sailed one on a round-the-world race a few years ago. Earlier, he was on board the Stars and Stripes in 1988, which won the America's Cup. Cam Lewis, what do you think about Ellen's feat?
Ellen has done an incredible job sailing this event, pursuing the nonstop single-handed round-the-world record. It's just an unbelievable feat. It's unmatched by anybody ever.
You made a similar round-the-world voyage about a dozen years ago on a catamaran with a crew, and you managed it in a little less than 80 days, and that seemed almost unbelievable then. To do this solo just a dozen years later, things must really be happening in sailing.
Well, yes, exactly. Many things are happening in sailing. The boats themselves are getting to be more reliable, faster, easier to manage, and the understanding of the weather patterns has become a big element in these type of voyages, to know how to stay out of the bad weather zones, try and stay in some wind, and to zigzag your way through obstacles such as icebergs and around Cape Horn and such. It's a huge feat.
What is especially hard about this? Is it hard physically or hard mentally?
Well, there's both aspects which are extremely difficult. Those physical challenges are huge on these boats. It's a major feat just to be able to trim sails, pull the mainsail up and down. But then you have so many other tasks that you need to be talented in besides navigation, communication. Ellen had to repair water makers. She had to repair generators, creating a power. She had to be very versatile in many things and still try to get a few hours sleep a day. And mentally, single-handed sailing is probably the one of the toughest pursuits known on this planet, for sure. You have to like yourself a lot, and you have to be able to deal with the vast ocean. You're out there alone. It's a lonely world out there, and somebody with her talents has done just a fantastic job to put it all together.
Cam, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Sailor Cam Lewis. In the course of the voyage, Ellen MacArthur twice had to climb her 10-story mast to repair her sail. She nearly hit a whale. She sailed through the worst storm of her life and was badly burned on her arm, but she endured and triumphed as a sailor and now sets another record. Buckingham Palace announced yesterday that Queen Elizabeth will bestow upon her a damehood. That's like being knighted. And at 28 years old, Ellen MacArthur becomes the youngest person, man or woman, ever to earn the crown's highest distinction for individual achievement. This is Alex Chadwick.